What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's time to chat with Cowboys analyst John Oning here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Cowboys, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here he is, John Oning. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing well, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing excellent. You know, 5 days till camp. Now, you're going to be out there. Will we see you in Oxnard, sir?
That is still to be determined. You know, I'm lucky that I'm only like a 4 or 5 hour drive away, so I can kind of come up on a whim, but I'm waiting on if I'm going to be employed or not. So we'll see. I'm hoping so. It would be nice to be able to get out there, see everyone, and take in the sights, but that is a little bit out of my hands at the moment.
I thought you were in the L.A. area. Sounds like you might be closer to San Diego.
I'm in by Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Oh, you're up the other way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Now, on these Cowboys, let's start with what kind of changes, tweaks to this offense you think Clayton Adams might have up his sleeve, the personnel staying the same. But he insisted in the offseason they're not just running it back. What do you think he might have cooking?
I think the thing I'm most excited to see how they're going to manipulate the matchups with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. You know, I think that was one of the spaces where there was a little bit meat left on the bone in year one with both of them in the fold, that you can do much more entering year two with both of them, and how you move them around the formation and the type of concepts to use to attack opposing defenses. And I think that's going to allow the Cowboys to be, you know, a little bit more difficult for the defenses to decipher what's coming, and it's going to allow the Cowboys to manipulate the opposing matchups and get their best players on, you know, maybe number two, number three, number four cornerbacks and stuff like that. I think that's going to be the next kind of echelon that this offense can take, is just manipulating the matchups with your two best players.
How about the offensive line taking another step to that point as well, John, and how much better the offense could get if the line and the starting five are one healthy together, but how good do you think those five can be?
I think it's interesting. I think that they can be pretty good. They can be, you know, upper echelon of the NFL, because, you know, they have a great, in my opinion, a great interior three with Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker, and Cooper Beebe. I think that's really strong, and that gives them a very good foundation. But the way the offensive line is played, it's a weak link chain. So it's only going to go – it comes down to a lot of the times is how well is your worst player playing. And I think for the Cowboys, that's the tackles as it stands right now. And if they can improve their play upon a year ago, you know, if Terrence Steele can become better in pass protection and Tyler Guyton can become more consistent throughout, it's just going to make things easier for the offense as a whole. You know, if Dak Prescott isn't being pressured immediately off the snap, or he has more time in the pocket, if there are bigger holes or Jamonte Williams has more space to operate, that's only going to allow the offense to be more productive. It's only going to lead to more explosive plays, and that's going to allow the Cowboys offense to be even more successful. And I think that's kind of an intriguing point about this camp is kind of, you know, I think on both sides of the ball, there are things that we are looking for. We're looking for the offensive tackles to show improvement, especially Tyler Guyton. We're looking for more consistency, but we're also looking for a lot of these edge defenders, you know, the Rashawn Gary's, Donovan Ezra-Rokus, the Malachi Lawrences. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how each development and how kind of the public sentiment is coming out of camp between the sides. Like, is Tyler Guyton going to be the one to really improve and show well in those matchups? Or are we going to see more for Donovan Ezra-Rokus? Are we going to see more from Malachi Lawrence? Are we going to see more impressive things from Rashawn Gary? And I think that kind of duels are going to take place between those two sides during camp, and one-on-ones, 9-on-7 run drills, and those type of things are going to be interesting to see and monitor, because I think that they'll tell us a lot about what to expect from those players moving forward.
The rookie you're most excited about, not named Caleb Downs.
Oh, just stole it right from me. I think, honestly, I feel like I have a really good handle on what Malachi Lawrence can be in year one. So the guy I'm really most excited about, especially from a usage point of view, is Barham. I think that the violence that he plays with can be kind of a catalytic presence on your defense. And I'm interested to see if the Cowboys defensive staff is going to, you know, create these opportunities that even if Barham isn't a starter, that you get him on the field so that you can make some of those catalytic presence plays. I think, you know, looking at his time in Michigan, some of his, in my opinion, most impressive plays were just the violence that he was taking on blocks, taking on pullers and those type of things. And I think that kind of violence that you can instill in a defense with those type of plays, I think that could be something that really boosts the morale of a defense as a whole. So I'm really intrigued to see how Barham plays and how his usage under Christian Parker is going to become as the season progresses.
John, who are your two best corners on this team?
Ooh. I think De'Ron Bland is definitely your top corner. I think he is really underrated, and not only his coverage ability, but I think his ability to support against the run. I think that's the part that I have been most impressed upon before the injury when he was in the slot, is I really liked how he was using run support. But after him, I would say, I mean, based on what we've seen, it has to be Kobe Durant, in my opinion. Sure. I think that he's proven to be a solid corner. I think all fans, you should hope that Savone Rivell becomes that guy for the Cowboys, because that means only good things for his improvement and his progress. I don't think that Kobe Durant is someone who, even in this new scheme, he's going to be someone who's going to improve his play drastically from years past. I think we kind of know what he is at this point in his career. And if Savone Rivell doesn't reach to those levels, that's a little bit disappointing. So I would say right now, definitely Kobe Durant and De'Ron Bland, based on what we've seen previously. But you hope that it's going to be, by season's end, De'Ron Bland and Savone Rivell.
It's John Owning here with you on The Fan. When Dak last week says Super Bowl or bust, is that a punchline to you, or is that realistic?
No, I think, honestly, I'm not someone who gets, like, super caught up in predictions and stuff like that. I think that's what every team that has, you know, playoff potential entering the season should think. They should think it's Super Bowl or bust. That's what you go in. It's like, you know, when I competed at jiu-jitsu in the past, and I'm competing at Worlds or Pans or these big tournaments, I'm not going in going, you know, if I got third place, it'd be great. Or, you know, if I beat so-and-so once, that would just be fantastic. I'm thinking, I want to win. I want to win the gold. It kind of reminds me of a funny story for me and my wife when we first met. I was going to compete at the Seattle Open, and I told her that I was going to compete, and she didn't tell me this, but she told me afterwards, she goes, I was just hoping you were going to win one match. And I looked at her like, what? She's like, no, I'm going in to win. And I think Dak Prescott has that same mindset as, I'm coming into this season to win the Super Bowl. I'm not coming to just make the playoffs, or I'm not just coming to, get second, third, fourth, fifth, or win the NFC East. I'm coming to win the whole thing, and I think that's exactly the mindset that you want, especially from your quarterback and the leader of your team.
There's been some disputes amongst Cowboy content creators when it comes to Rashawn Gary and expectations for him. What's your evaluation and your expectation for Rashawn Gary in this defense?
I think he's someone who's going to be a really strong run defender, number one. I think that's someone who he's always been, especially lately in his career, a really strong edge defender playing the run. And then rushing the passer, I think he's going to be.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
He's someone who can generate a lot of number of pressures just because of his athletic ability, his ability to chase down, you know, when the play breaks down, when quarterbacks are scrambling. He has that kind of speed that he can kind of chase down and apply pressure and generate pressure in those ways. But I don't think he's going to be someone who's going to be, you know, a typical number one edge defender making, you know, 10 to 14 sacks in a year with, you know, a pass rush win rate approaching 20%. I don't think he's that. I think he's someone who's going to be more in the 15 to 16% range is what you're hoping for, who can get maybe, you know, 6 to 8 sacks and just be really strong against the run. And I think that's, you know, given what the Cowboys have at edge defender, that's not perfect. You would hope that, you know, in the future that that improves as players progress. But I think that that's a really solid start for a team that really has the most of their talent on the interior of the defensive line.
Who do you think will lead the team in sacks?
You know, I'm going to say Quinnen Williams. I think that he is your best pure pass rusher on the team. I think I trust Christian Parker's ability to create matchups and to use his different fronts that he's used to generate one-on-one matchups so that he can win in those pass rush situations. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him get, you know, 8, 9, 10 sacks in this year. And I know that's hard. That's really unique for a 3 technique or a defensive tackle to lead their team in sacks, but I think he is that type of talent that can do that type of thing in coordination with the Cowboys. Don't have, you know, that overwhelming pass rush talent on the edge yet.
John, I was going to ask you that because you brought up, you said, I know Malachi Lawrence, but I wonder, are we a little bit concerned of Malachi Lawrence maybe having the start of a career like what we saw with Donovan Ezeraku?
I'm not worried, but I mean,
and I'm just saying from the sack numbers. I'm saying from the pressures and all that. I get it, but I think there's a lot of expectations for Malachi Lawrence, as there was for Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah, and I think that honestly, to me, the difference is that Malachi Lawrence he has a lot of things that he needs to clean up pre-snap. I think Isaroku came into the league with a little bit more of a solid foundation pre-snap, and that is the reason why he was so successful as a run defender. It's because he started from a strong base. He was quick with his feet to get rooted into express power so that he can set strong edges and get off blocks and make plays. I don't think that Malachi Lawrence has proven to have that kind of foundation to his game. Now, if he can clean that up, I could see him being really successful. But, you know, for his rookie year, I'm not really expecting a ton. I'm just hoping for him to be able to generate occasional pass rush impact, because I think he's going to be your number three, number four edge who you're bringing in those pass rush situations to apply pressure and generate pressures off the edge. I don't think he's going to be someone who's getting, you know, 6, 7, 8 sacks. I think he's still going to be probably in that 3 to 6 sack range. And I just think that rookie edge defenders, especially ones coming from a Central Florida, you have to learn a lot of the things about the nuances of playing and of rushing the passer. Maybe, you know, working with BT Jordan, it'll allow to speed up that learning curve a little bit more than we saw with someone's Isaroku in terms of rushing the passer. So maybe, you know, I could have that a little bit low just because of what we've seen in the past. But I'm just really confident in, you know, I think Malachi Lawrence has a lot of issues defending the run, and a lot of that comes from his pre-snap lack of, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is, but his lack of consistency with his pre-snap, with his stance. You know, he consistently false steps. He consistently has high shin angles, high pad levels, and that's the reason why he wasn't really as consistently successful against the run, in my opinion, in college. And I think that those issues are gonna come out in the NFL. But I think that the thing about those issues is they're inherently fixable. So I'm not really concerned about him year two, year three, year four, and beyond. I just think in year one, it's gonna take some time for him to develop to become a really high impact type of player.
John, I saw you commenting on sumo wrestling, of all things, on Twitter yesterday. I appreciated your analysis.
Oh, I love sumo. We're in the middle of the Nagoya Basho. Ever since I went to Tokyo in Japan last year with my wife, we went to go see the Basho in person there, and it was one of the coolest experiences of my entire life. So I've been locked in ever since. They have a tournament once every 2 months, and it's 15 days straight. Everyone does one match a day, and I love it. It's honestly one of my favorite things. When we get off here, I'm probably going to watch today's Basho right after here, see if my guy Hoshoru can get off the schneid. He's lost 2 in a row, which has been depressing, but it's such a fun sport to watch, and it has so much relation to trench play in the NFL. You know, the ability to use leverage, to use body positioning, to be able to move other people against their will. It's incredibly fun. As long as you can stop looking at the little skimpy outfits that they have to wear and just focus on what they're doing and the incredible physical feats that they're pulling off every single day. It's just a really fun and exciting sport to watch.
Do you feel responsible for this guy being 0-for-2 right off the rip? You know, that the fact that you've kind of tuned in and become this like you got a t-shirt on of the guy, and you're probably wearing the thing that cloth around yourself while you're watching.
Is it a diaper?
I do got a t-shirt. I got a magazine cover with him on the front. I even have those little things that you flap for a fan.
Oh, a fan?
Picture on it.
Yeah.
I got him all of it.
You're a fanboy is what you are then, right?
Here's the thing. Hoshoru, the tournament before I watched him, he won. The tournament before that one, he won.
All right.
Every tournament since, he has not won. Oh. And he is one of the only Yokozuna, which is the highest rank that you can have in sumo. Yeah. He is one of the only Yokozuna that have started with and hasn't won a tournament in his first 6 tournaments as a Yokozuna.
Uh-oh.
And it has to be because of me. That's the only answer. That is the only answer.
Now, can you lose the title of Yokozuna if it doesn't go right for you?
No, it is the only title that you can, that once you get it, you're there for life. And usually what happens if you're not doing good, they just say, hey, man, time for you to retire.
I think they need to put him on the trading block, maybe. He might be a guy we need to be rumored to be moved for something else, right?
Over. Hey, you want a nose tackle? Get that 360-pound Mongolian over here. I guarantee you he's going to stop some stuff.
Mongo beef.
Was he the guy that lost to the little guy yesterday on that clip that you were retweeting?
No, that was a different guy. That was just Oho, which is he's actually a Japanese fella. He came in at the same time as the guy that I like, but that little guy, Fuji Nokawa, the crazy thing is he looks tiny. That dude is like 270 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And he's just going against a dude that's 400 pounds and lifting him into the air. Like, you know, they're playing, you know, he was giving him a hug for the first time. Just incredible. And that's the thing. Fuji Nokawa has done stuff like that consistently. He's the best, like, quote unquote, small Rikishi on the circuit. It's just impressive physical feats.
He's the Aaron Donald of this league, right?
Oh, basically, yes. Yes. That is a great comp. Great comp there.
Love it, John. We'll catch up soon. Can't wait to see what you do next.
Hey, appreciate you guys. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate how kind and supportive everyone on the show has been since the PFF layoffs and everything. I really, really appreciate it. It means the world to me.
You got it,
bro. Thank you, John. Appreciate you too, man.
Thanks for the pure gold. Yeah, this little guy, are you guys watching the clip now? This little dude, 270, he picks up this monster and throws him out of the circle.
It's pretty badass. Yeah.
Like, how do you generate that much power? The sumo stuff used to be on TV all the time on network television in the 80s. And like
Wide World of Sports.
Out of football season, you could tune in and see all this stuff. You don't see it very often, but it's still pretty badass. We got Cowboys Twitter coming up next, The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!